The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. The trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan, in its second month now, a fixture of Illinois politics, Madigan is accused by federal prosecutors of using his vast influence to run a criminal enterprise. Hannah Meisel is a Capital News Illinois State House reporter. She has been following the case and joins us now on KMOX. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Hannah.
Thanks for having me.
Remind our listeners of Madigan's long legacy in state and Chicago politics.
Well, we would not have a modern day Illinois without Michael Madigan. Madigan had been in the legislature for 50 years, and for 36 of those years, he served as Illinois' powerful House Speaker. He was able to use a unique blend of his personality and the rules of the Illinois House to, wield power in a way that I don't think another person could have done. And so now he is on trial for, alleged corruption. And, you have some people who say, oh, this was, the obvious end of, someone who wielded that much power. But a lot of other people feel as if, this is a bit of a witch hunt or turning into, turning regular political things and someone who wielded power in a way that was, in a way that other people couldn't, and turning that into a indictment.
Talk about those specific charges, Hannah. What are the charges against him at the federal level?
Sure. So he is charged with bribery and extortion, wire fraud, which is kind of a catch-all for a lot of different crimes. If you use interstate email, that could be a wire fraud charge. But then also racketeering. So, bribery, a former speaker is charged with soliciting bribes from Electric Utility Commonwealth Edison and AT&T Illinois. In both those cases, he's alleged to have solicited, jobs and contracts for his political allies in exchange for, favors when it came to legislation. And then on the front of his personal private law firm, where he practiced real estate property tax law, he is alleged to have, bribed, being both the solicitor of bribes and the briber of a former Chicago alderman who, as it turned out, for years had been cooperating with the FBI and secretly recording their meetings.
And it's my understanding that alderman will be on the stand again this week. Talk to us about some of the most compelling testimony that you have heard so far in this trial.
Well, yeah, I mean, this alderman, his cooperation with the FBI is quite extraordinary. He had been recorded for basically 2 years, starting in 2014, and then he was approached by the FBI in mid-2016, asked if he'd like to cooperate, and he thought about it, and he said yes, because, what are you going to do? And for 2.5 years, he secretly, you know, cooperated. He wore a wire. He agreed to have his phone calls surreptitiously continued to be wiretapped, but of course this time consensually. Solis himself, he had lots of personal problems. He was deep in debt. He was cheating on his wife. But it's, you know, this debt that kind of got him into the position where he was accepting bribes from real estate developers around the time, you know, the certain Chicago neighborhoods were really blowing up with development. And he was the chair of Chicago City Council's a very influential zoning committee. So he had relationships with these real estate developers. He was in a position to kind of solicit and accept bribes. And, you know, were it not for his agreement with the FBI, you know, he would have been in prison long ago. And under the terms of his agreement, though, he was only charged with one count of bribery. And pending his successful cooperation, that charge will be dropped. He didn't just only cooperate against Mike Madigan. He also cooperated against very powerful Chicago alderman Ed Burke, who this time last year, he was facing his own bribery trial and is now in prison for 2 years. He was also a property tax lawyer, kind of a similar thing where he was soliciting business via Nanny Solis. But, you know, in terms of compelling testimony, yeah, I mean, Solis had, like I said, lots of personal problems, and it's embarrassing to have to talk about those on the witness stand. But that, you know, comes with the territory of having agreed with the FBI and, you know, having your, criminal record being wiped clean, contingent on you cooperating. So, he's had to testify about accepting Viagra and massages that ended with a sex act, other bribes, and just, his affair from his wife. Lots of embarrassing testimony.
So when it comes to Michael Madigan's defense against these charges, what is he expected to mount once the prosecution rests its case?
Well, like I said earlier, a lot of folks would agree with his defense that says, this is just normal politics that the federal government wanted to make into a criminal case. He says, yes, I wielded power and I did so, very efficiently for many, many years. He says that, when it comes to the ComEd charges, it's not a crime to recommend someone for a job. It's not a crime to, as a public official, to want to, get to know, the big constituencies, and ComEd is a major, major, major employer in Northern Illinois. His co-defendant, we didn't even talk about him, but longtime State House lobbyist Michael McLean from the Quincy area, maybe some of your KMOX listeners are in the Quincy area. He, a longtime friend of Michael Madigan, he is mounting the defense that this is just normal lobbying. He was a very good lobbyist, and part of that is passing along job recommendations. And yes, he was close to the speaker because he was a good lobbyist.
So this week in the courtroom, what's expected?
Well, so last week we wrapped up the government's questioning of Danny Solis. And starting this week, and it may very well go into next week, is going to be kind of a raking across the coals of Danny Solis by the defense attorneys. It is expected to be very intense, very dramatic. It's going to get into even more of his personal problems than the kind of a cursory glossing over that the government, had to do in, what's called fronting to make sure that there's no like surprises to the jury later. Kind of take that element of surprise out. But it's going to be very intense. We saw a lot of secretly recorded videos that Solis made last week, almost a dozen, I believe. And, picking apart those moments where, I think a reasonable person could be able to see both ways, You know, the feds certainly want the jury to see Mike Madigan agreeing to bribes, but the defense is going to pick apart those moments and say, this is not Mike Madigan agreeing to a bribe. This is Mike Madigan saying, okay, let's get to the next thing. You know, not trying to placate Danny Solis, someone maybe he didn't even trust.
Well, Hannah, thank you so much. And we'll look for more of your coverage on this trial.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. Take care.
That is Hannah Meisel. She's with Capital News Illinois, the State House reporter there, covering the Michael Madigan corruption case currently underway in federal court in Chicago.